Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Morning, everyone. Quick infrastructure story. I was traveling on the West Coast a few years back with all four kids, and we had like a four-hour delay. And I had the presence of mind to bring two little speakers with me to hook into the DVD player, and we plugged it into the wall. And somebody came up to me and they said, "Dude, that is so smart." And within about 15 minutes, there were 30 kids watching a little movie all on the floor at the airport.
And I should add a coveted plug, because there are not a lot of them in the airport. We were stuck in the airport a couple of weeks ago, and everyone's sort of hovering near the plug trying to...
We found the plug, we had the speakers, and we created a multimedia experience in a four-hour delay at an airport. What's your story of infrastructure dealing with travel, good stories and bad? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. And, you know, if you think I did something wrong there, if it annoyed you to have the speakers nearby, you know, because sometimes people do that, you know, and they didn't put on their headphones, you know, call me and, you know, call me on that. But we're into the holidays, we're into the Hanukkah zone, and that means the beautiful feeling of that comfort food grease just making it into your blood and just turning you into a smiling,
it's so
happy,
great,
mellow person. Sunday marked the beginning of Hanukkah, a holiday ripe with culture, heritage, and family, and of course food. And to discuss all of that, our friend Melissa Clark, New York Times food writer, is here in the studio to explain the importance, the biblical importance, of grease this time of year, right?
Absolutely.
And
well,
it is?
Traditionally it's olive oil, although sometimes you can use any kind of grease when you're cooking, anything to make your food rich and delicious. But it stems from the Hanukkah story itself, which is, you know, just to give a quick synopsis, the Jews were fighting the Syrian Greeks, and when they came, they won. They came back to Jerusalem to find the temple was sacked and burned, and there was only enough oil to burn in the lamp for one night, but they needed a lot more to clean this temple. So they burned this light, and it miraculously burned for eight nights, and that's the story of Hanukkah. That's the story that we celebrate. And to commemorate that, food should be cooked in oil,
lots
in grease,
and, oil.
And some of the most delicious things that we eat are latkes. You know, everyone knows about potato pancakes.
Yum.
Fried in oil.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because this is a terror for me every holiday season. I want to make latkes, and I never do it right, and I always get this mush that falls apart.
I know,
and
exactly.
Everybody goes,
"They're
John,
so
you're a Unitarian. Leave the latkes alone."
I know everybody should be able to make latkes.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not so easy to make. It's a real art.
Okay, I'll tell you the secret is squeezing the potatoes. Do you squeeze your potatoes when you make latkes?
You mean before or after you start cooking them?
Before you start cooking them. You need to grate the potatoes. I like to grate them on a coarse grind in the food processor instead of the fine one. So you grate your potatoes coarsely.
Coarse grind.
Right, exactly. Not the fine one, because then they turn to mush. Have you ever noticed some latkes are just kind of mushy?
Yes,
right.
That's what always happens to me.
Exactly. You're grinding your
potatoes.
So coarse
grind,
number one.
Second?
Number two, put them in a colander in your sink and squeeze the moisture out of them.
So like with eggplants, you have to remove the fluid.
Exactly, because otherwise that's going to turn your latkes mushy. So you need to have the potatoes very dry. Don't add too much stuff to them. You just add a little bit of egg, salt, pepper. You can add flour, but you don't even need to. You can add baking powder. You don't even need to. And then fry them in very hot oil.
So if you dry them, I always figure, okay, this year I'm going to do lots of eggs and they won't fall apart.
Right.
And it never
works. Right.
Was.
That's why. Because you think eggs are binding, which they are. Right. But
once you've got the water, it counteracts it.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Or you add too much flour. I've had those floury latkes. And they're heavy. And they're just not robust.
These poor goyim trying to do latkes. It's impossible. All right, so I'm eating one of your gelt cookies that you brought in.
Yeah, these are my homemade Hanukkah gelt.
This is a butter transport vehicle here.
Yes, it's just a way to get
grease
in your mouth.
I think they're called heaven.
Oh, good.
Right. They're not a vehicle of any kind.
Recipe, please.
They're luxurious.
Butter,
yummy
and more butter, and then some sugar, I'll give you guys the recipe for the website. But, you know, I wanted to make Hanukkah gelt because we always play the dreidel game in front of the menorah. You spin the little top, and normally you get chocolate. But what's fun is to mix it up and to add other things to the pot, so you're not just having the chocolate gelt. So I make things that look like they're coins, and this is a golden butter. I call it my golden butter cookie. It looks like a gold coin, right? And it just adds something, you know, interesting for the kids.
With sugar around the edges,
right? The sugar around the edges makes it shiny and sort of golden, I think.
You know, the food is more of the issue, it seems to me, part of the celebration in Hanukkah than the presents are in the Christmas tradition, it seems. And I guess you have a wide range of sort of food sources to choose from. When I lived in Israel for many years, quite a while ago. It was amazing to me how many sort of odd Israeli kinds of sort of twists on the holiday tradition. It seemed like Americans were much more traditional than Israelis were. What sort of Israeli
donuts are everywhere in Israel? I was just through Israel, and their donuts are everywhere, and they're very good.
They're always jelly donuts or jam donuts because that's a traditional. You want to put the fruit that you've had in the summer, you put it in your donut, and they're called sufganiyot.
And you can make these?
You could. I mean, I thought about making them, but, it is 6 o'clock in the morning otherwise.
Right.
But it's a typical donut dough, very simple. Any donut recipe will do. And you just stuff it with some kind of really flavorful jam. And then that's what they eat in Israel. But anything fried. I mean, in Morocco, they eat fried couscous with fried chicken in it.
Right.
In Israel, in Italy, the Jews eat fried chicken. And so anything that you're frying in oil is going to be Hanukkah food. So if you have a favorite fried recipe, I would say break it out for Hanukkah. Everyone's going to love it. As long as you're using oil, you're commemorating this holiday and you're commemorating the miracle that happened.
Now, what do you do with the oil when it's all done?
Ah, well, that's a good question. Don't pour it down your sink. Pour it in a little jar and then throw it out.
You mean the sink
would
be bad?
Do you filter it?
Exactly. The sink could be bad.
You can do it to biodiesel,
You probably could. I bet we can find a website that'll take care of that for you.
Absolutely. Do you use the same oil for all these things, or do you have to use different oil for your latkes?
You should use different oils. For your donuts, you want to use a neutral flavored oil. For your latkes, you can use schmaltz, chicken fat, or olive oil, mm-hmm. something like that. But as long as you're using lots of oil and you're making something delicious, you're in good shape.
What's a neutral oil?
Canola, peanut, safflower, something without a flavor of its own.
Right.
So it's not going to interfere with the donut flavor.
All right. Well, more oil, more grease. And, it's part of the tradition. Melissa Clark, New York Times food writer, thanks so much for coming in, as always.
Thank you.